The More Things Change. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Mordau Zusha. Rating, General Audiences. Relationship, Jiang Yan Li, Jin Sichuan. Also tagged for, trans male character, trans female character, alternate universe, canon divergence, and pregnancy. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITPE 2022. My lady, the midwife said, congratulations, you have a daughter. Madame Jean shook her head. I need a son, she said. My lady, I'm not doing that again, Madame Jean said, her voice getting stronger. I need a son. But, she looked at her loyal maid, who inclined her head. A knife flashed. Congratulations, my lady, the maid said, pushing aside the midwife's body with her foot. You have a son. Madame Jean smiled. I'm glad you survived the birth of your child, Madame Yu said to her old friend, wondering why she'd been invited over to visit Lanling City quite so quickly. It hadn't even been a month. Were you thinking? I have a son, her friend said. Congratulations. You don't understand, her friend said. There's a problem. Ali, Jiang Yan Li's mother said in a strange tone. Do you like wearing dresses? Uh-huh, Jiang Yan Li said, trying to see if she could stick her fist into her mouth. She'd always worn frocks, the way all children her age did. But at some point soon, her mother had been warning her that she'd need to switch over to wearing proper robes for boys. Jiang Yan Li had burst into tears, saying she didn't want to be a boy at all, that she didn't want to leave her mother's side, that she didn't want to join the world of men. She didn't, she didn't, she didn't. And you really don't want to be a boy. Really? You're sure? Jiang Yan Li nodded. What if I said you didn't have to be? You could be a girl just the way you like. Really? But you'd have to be a girl forever. Okay, Jiang Yan Li said happily. I want to be a girl forever. Good, her mother said, and picked her up. Just keep saying that. What do you think we are? Jiang Fengmian asked his wife blankly. Qinghenia? His wife glared daggers at him. Attempt the impossible, she said stiffly. Ali has been claiming to be a girl consistently for a year. Would you deny her the chance to follow her dreams? Well, when she put it that way. Jiang Fengmian hesitated. It does create a problem, his wife said, and he looked at her. She smiled faintly and leaned forward, showing her curves to their best advantage. If she's a girl, she'll marry out, won't she? We need a boy. Jiang Fengmian swallowed. A boy sounded nice, he thought vaguely, eyes caught on what he was being offered. A little boy, lively and bright, with a happy smile always on his face. Yes, that sounded rather nice. Wei Chunks's letter upstairs said that his wife had announced that they had conceived, and that she had divined that it would be a son. It was frightfully early to make such predictions, less than a month in, but apparently disciples of the Immortal Mountain were able to determine such things early. A boy like that, who could be friends with their boy, a reason for them to come visit, and maybe even to stay. Yes, he thought, that sounded rather good. All right, he said. Ali can be a girl, I guess. Madame Yu and Madame Jean let the news of the engagement seep out as a rumor for months before telling their husbands. When they did, they took different approaches. Madame Jean pointed out the strategic benefits of an alliance with Yunmeng Jiang, and the unlikelihood of Jin Guangshan finding a match for their son that would give him so much influence in the cultivation world, which had made her husband stop his grumbling and look upon the match with a favorable eye. Madame Yu stared at her husband, for whom she had just born a son 3 weeks premature, and very nearly died in the process, and said, "What's your problem?" Ali can't marry the Jin sect heir. She's not, he waved his hands, the possibility of children.
I would have thought that would be a selling point, Madame Yu said, and he blinked at her. He's Guangshan's son. There will be children enough.
After some further arguing, Jiang Fengmian begrudgingly backed down. Madame Yu smiled to herself and thought of grandchildren. Everyone said that Jin Sichuan was a spoiled brat and incredibly lucky, but he didn't think he was. Sure, he was rich and legitimate. His father valued him, while his mother loved him and would defend him against any challengers to his position as heir, but privately?
Why do I have to work so hard? Jin Sichuan asked, panting. I'm already cultivating, and my teachers say I'm not bad with a sword.
Not bad isn't good enough, his mother said sharply. You have to keep up with all the rest of them, and that means getting ahead now.
The rest of who? He asked. Do you mean...
He hesitated, not knowing if he was also included in his mother's taboo against mentioning the results of his father's philandering. All of the cultivation world's young gentlemen, she said to his surprise. You have to keep up with them. No, you need to exceed them. You must.
But why?
I'll tell you when you're older.
Mother,
Jiang Yanli said. She was clutching a book in her hands. Mother, can we talk? Her mother frowned at her, looking disapproving. And then she saw the book. Jiang Yanli thought she would yell at her, but she didn't. Her mother only gestured for her to come into her room, ordering her maids to close the doors and the windows.
Mother, Jiang Yanli said. Mother, the book.
How did you get a spring book? Her mother asked, and she looked tired.
Surely you're still too young?
Jiang Yanli bowed her head. It was true, she was too young, and yet...
Mother, the picture's in the book.
I know, her mother sighed. All right, let me explain. Jin Sichuan stared at his mother. He felt sick.
But, he said, and swallowed.
But what about...
I've handled it, she said harshly.
But that is why you must not allow your father to take you to a brothel.
Is that understood?
Who do you think is the best girl, Jin Sichuan Xiang?
Oh, don't ask him. He has a fiancé, so his answer will be her.
A fiancé? Really? What sect is she from? She must be extremely talented.
Forget it, Jin Sichuan said.
What do you mean by that?
Wei Wuxian exclaimed, and suddenly he was getting into his face.
Say that again if you dare.
Jin Sichuan opened his mouth, hating him, hating the whole situation, being stuck not making any decisions for himself, his whole life mapped out for him by others, but then hesitated.
Jiang Yanli is the only one fit for you, his mother said. Do you understand? The only one.
I haven't met her since I was 5, he said instead of what he wanted, rolling his eyes. How could I dare to boast about her in your presence? You all want to know about her. Ask Jiang Gongxi. Wei Wuxian blinked at him, the wind suddenly taken out of his sails. Jin Sichuan escaped. He felt like shit, though. She was his fiancée, and he didn't know anything about her. He didn't want to hear about her, think about her, and yet, the only one. He went back to his room and wrote her a letter. It was a mess, the worst thing he'd ever written, nothing at all like the polite and careful phrasing, elegant and beautiful, that he'd been trying to put together, something worthy of his name. He sent it before he could think better of it. Jiang Yanli held the letter to her chest and smiled. They'd exchanged a few dozen letters. Jin Sichuan knew that his intended was smart and witty, empathetic and kind, observant and well-meaning. But he didn't know that she was beautiful until after they escaped from the indoctrination camp and the cave with the Xuanwu of slaughter. He'd just accompanied Jiang Cheng for the entire 7 days it took to get to Lotus Pier, collapsing right alongside him, and while Jiang Cheng had, somehow, gotten back on his feet and immediately led his father and mother out the door to go rescue Wei Wuxian, he'd stayed down on the floor until someone had knelt down in front of him and smiled. "Can I get you something to eat, Jin Gongxi?" Jiang Yanli asked.
Jin Sichuan said and turned bright red. He could sure think of some things he'd like to eat. Living as his father's son had certainly given him an education, however theoretical about that.
"Food," Jiang Yanli clarified, giggling into her sleeve. "Let me get you some food."
This was probably a bad idea, Jiang Yanli thought, looking down at the head tucked against her chest.
"I probably should have just stuck to food. What if he gets with child? What will we do then?" She couldn't quite bring herself to regret it, though.
"Ashuan," she whispered, and Jin Sichuan stirred a little.
"Can we do it again?"
"You're insatiable."
That wasn't a refusal.
"Ali!" Jin Sichuan shouted, rushing forward. "Ali! Ali!" She collapsed into his arms. He looked at the retainers from Mei Shan Yu, stubborn but pale.
"It's all right," he said. "She's my fiancée. I can take care of her."
"The Jin sect walks in the center path," one of the retainers said, "never quite committing to the Sunshot campaign. How do we know this isn't a trick to get into the Wen sect's good books?" Jin Sichuan bit his lip. He'd pushed his father time and time again, and even that had only gotten them to participate half-heartedly in the fight against the Wen sect. What could he say? What worth was his word?
It's all right, Jiang Yanli said. I trust him.
You could do so much better, you know, Wei Wuxian said. It's not too late.
Jiang Yanli smiled down at her wedding outfit, but thinking instead of the panicked expression on Jin Zixuan's face a week before when he'd unexpectedly thrown up in the morning when he was supposed to be preparing for the Phoenix Mountain hunt.
Oh, it's too late, Jiang Cheng grumbled. On that note, you pick the name.
The name?
For our upcoming nephew.
Should ya? You didn't!
Jiang Yanli's grin widened.
Wei Wuxian has committed a crime in attacking our camp and taking the Wen remnants, Jin Zixuan's father announced. We should
let it go, father.
What?
I'm getting married, and he's Ali's shuri, Jin Zixuan reminded his father. It would be inauspicious to start a marriage by breaking such a relationship.
His father looked like he was planning on ignoring that, so Jin Zixuan used his trump card.
We can't afford anything auspicious right now, not when there's a child on the way.
His mother dropped her cup.
I have to go, Jin Zixuan said. You don't understand. I have to.
Jiang Yanli rubbed her hair.
You are supposed to be in seclusion, she reminded him. As am I. I've been throwing up every morning for 2 months, Ali, Jin Zixuan pleaded. I can order them to clear the kitchen. No one would know we were there.
Jiang Yanli laughed a little.
The craving's that bad, huh?
Yes.
Oh, all right. We'll give it a shot.
It would have worked, too, if Jin Guangyao hadn't noticed too many people were in the wrong place and taken it upon himself to investigate.
Jiang Gunyang?
He stared at her flat waist and then turned his eyes slowly towards the roundness at Jin Zixuan's.
Jin Gongxi?
It's all right. It's Ayao, Jin Zixuan said to Jiang Yanli. He won't tell anyone, right?
Jin Guangyao shook his head mutely.
Seclusion, he muttered. No wonder. Everyone said it was bad timing that you went into seclusion right before Mistress Jiang announced her pregnancy. But it wasn't, was it?
He shook his head.
Don't worry. I won't tell.
We're in your debt,
Jin Zixuan said, and thought Jin Guangyao's eyes upon him were softer than they'd ever been before.
You'll be a good uncle.
Jin Guangyao smiled.
Perhaps, he allowed. One question, if I may. Who's the father?
Jiang Yanli wrapped an arm around Jin Zixuan's shoulders and beamed. Jin Guangyao's jaw dropped again.
Your son needs you, Jiang Yanli said to Madame Jin. Go.
Jin Ling,
Madame Jin said, looking down at the baby in her arms. A grandson. Her grandson. A miracle.
Well, you're not what I expected.
If her husband ever found out.
Well, she'd just have to make sure he wouldn't, now wouldn't she? The end.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.